length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the start of the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Vic Alice here with Trader Raj and his friend Carter Smith. We are going to talk a little bit about an event that I would highly recommend all of you attend if you are able. It's going on tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday at the Vancouver Convention Center. That's in Vancouver, British Columbia. Cambridge House does a number of shows every year where they get, in my opinion, the best speakers in the world to address their the attendees of this conference. They also have numerous publicly traded companies exhibiting there. These companies are always represented by top management, and you can get all the insights that you want into these companies, you know, straight from the horse's mouth, for lack of better terms. Raj, you and I are going to be speaking at the conference. You've got two speaking engagements, if I'm not mistaken. I've got one. Carter, you're going to be doing videos, doing radio, et cetera, et cetera. I want to start with you, Carter. Tell me, if you would, you know, you're relatively new in the industry, 3 or 4 years. What is the value of these conferences to someone in your position?
To me, it's the people, it's the networking, it's the ability to walk up to these companies and to speak directly to the president, the CEO, the head geologist, that sort of thing. The amount of exposure that you can get to management is unparalleled.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really invaluable for a person like me that works with these guys all the time to go up and kind of hear it from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Yeah. Now, Raj, you've been going to these conferences for, gosh, probably a dozen years or so. You've been a speaker for, you know, of late at many of these conferences. Tell me your impression as to what you think that people garner from attending these conferences.
Well, first, this conference in Vancouver is the number two largest of those that we attend mm-hmm. for the year. I'm sure there might be some other bigger ones with other companies, but I'm expecting 78,000 with this one. Having said that, the advantage for people attending this conference would be not only the ability, like Carter was saying, you can go to the booths and you can talk to the people directly and get, you know, straight information, also printed information and handouts, but you get the advantage of listening to the geologists speaking, the owners of these companies, and, of course, the analysts like you, Al, and me, who follow these companies and report on them. So we try to explain, first of all, economics and politics as it affects our business. And the number next, we try to explain and provide ideas to the people in the audience as to where they can invest and trade and then give them kind of an education. Our friend Pat Gorman at the Wealth Conference in Arizona has often said for many years that he's a proponent of education first. And we totally agree. If the investors and traders can learn more about this industry and what's going on, and the companies in particular, and garner even more information from the analysts, it's going to help them a great deal. They've got a big leg up over the general public.
Well, you know, I agree 100% on that one. It's, you know, the theory behind, or I guess I should say that the philosophy behind our particular program, which I've been doing for close to 20, a little over 20 years actually, has been you got to listen to as many sides of every story as you possibly can. And that definitely is something that, you know, in my opinion, is the real value of these conferences. Now, talking a little bit about the one that where we all are going to be attending here in a couple of days. First of all, again, it is at the Vancouver Convention Center right on Cole Harbor. It's an absolutely great venue. Guest speakers are going to include folks like Rick Rule, I believe, is going to be there. Frank Holmes is going to be there. You know, Big Al is going to be there, be doing a workshop on Monday. I'd love to shake everybody's hand on that. We probably will be recording a radio show during my workshop. Trader Raj is going to be there. I'm going to be talking specifically about why I and my family invest in the resource sector and how we've done so far. And when I say how we've done so far, I'm going back 30 years. You know, I'm going back 30 years. Raj, what are you going to be discussing?
Well, we've got a couple of things. We want to talk about the condition of the marketplace between now being June 1st and the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
and potentially what could happen in the first quarter of next year. And then secondarily, we've got a workshop as well. And at our workshop, we're going to try to communicate the ideas that we have to trade around the problems of futures trading, investing, stocks, bonds, and so on, because we want people to, first of all, not lose a lot of money.
How about make money?
Of course, we're there to make money for sure, but I think in this investing environment now, there's a lot of bear traps, and that doesn't mean you should run and hide, but it means you should be getting knowledge and information and get out there and do what you think is right from your own educated position.
Yeah. Well, I would agree with that. You know, I mentioned a couple of the speakers. I mentioned Rick and I mentioned Frank. Well, Peter Grandich is also going to be there. He's a, in my opinion, you know, one of the nicest guys in our industry. Who else is going to be there? I'm looking down the list. Scott Gibson is going to be taking a larger role. Scotty's a really nice young man. He's been very, very successful so far. Michael Berry is going to be there. Bill Murphy, Chris Powell, and Ed Steer from GATA are going to be there. It really is going to be, in my mind, a very, very interesting show. Hey, the grandfather of our industry, Doug Casey, is also going to be there. Doug will be speaking at 9:30 in the North Speaker Hall. That should be very, very interesting. You know, it's a show that I think really, really is really worth attending. Now, I also want to say that there is an event going on Monday night that is, I think, a very, very worthwhile event. It is a memorial dinner dedicated to my friend David Coffin. I attended David's memorial service funeral when he passed away about 2 months ago. I tried to give all the support that I could to his family and his friends, which certainly included me. But the purpose of this dinner, and I really, really want to endorse it here, the purpose for this dinner is to raise money so that kids can pursue any aspirations that they may have in the area of geology. And, you know, I'm telling you, it's $250 to go to this dinner. Big Al is going to be there. I'm going to be sharing a table with the bell of the mining industry, Laura Stein. Who else am I sharing a table with? My friend Brian Fagan is going to be at the table. My friend Sean Gibson is going to be at the table. We really support this thing because I got to tell you, David Coffin was one of the giants, in my opinion, in the industry, and he's going to, his legacy is really, really going to be positive. I really have to pat Joe Martin on the back. I know Joe, every time I talk to him, tells me he's retired, but I still have to believe that he's playing a major role in the organization that he started years and years ago that has become so tremendously successful. And I certainly want to say that I'm very proud to be a part of that. So if you are there, I'm going to have a booth. Carter's going to be at our booth. He'd love to meet everybody, as I would. Shake hands with folks. We seem to have more and more people coming by our booth and listening to my presentations, at every one of these shows, whether it's a Cambridge House show or a show put on by, another conference sponsor. Raj is going to be at his booth, and I know he would like to chat with everybody. We have 1 minute left here. Carter Smith, your final words on this conference.
I would just encourage anybody that's coming out to really kind of take an interactive role. You know, go up and talk to as many people as you could. Just like you said, I mean, you need to get as many opinions as you possibly can in order to have a sound fundamental base from which to base your own decisions. And also, I mean, come up and talk to us at our booth. You know, talk to Al, talk to me. And if you have any opinions or suggestions on the show or any of the work that we do, or you want to see anything specific come out of our organization, feel free to stop by and talk to us for a bit. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, I don't think we'll get any comments like that because, as you know, we are the prettiest babies in the nursery, and what we're doing is absolutely unparalleled. You guys, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Got Trader Raj with me again. I want to stress one last time, if anyone is in the area or able, if they're not in the area, to attend the Cambridge House World Investment Conference Sunday and Monday, I really, really strongly recommend it. And I'm getting nothing for saying this other than the satisfaction of making a true statement. Okay, Raj, your miner of the week this week was Rypatch Gold. I happen to be a shareholder in Rypatch Gold. In the interest of full disclosure, Rypatch is also a sponsor on our website. What does that mean? That means if you want to get more information on this company, simply click on their banner. I want to stress that what Roger's about to discuss and what I'm about to discuss is not investment advice. Neither one of us are registered investment advisors. Okay, Bill Howell was on the show. This was a very prolific week for Rypatch in terms of press releases. Their interim financial statements came out on Thursday. On Wednesday, they announced the beginning of a 3,000-meter drilling program at Garden Gate Pass. And the day before that, they announced drill results of prior drilling. Everything is really looking good, so I'm not surprised that as we're recording this, Rypatch is up just slightly. It's up a penny right now. Volume is pretty high. It's over 300,000 shares right now, trading at 60 cents. Rod, you devoted four pages on this company in your newsletter. What's your rationale, my friend?
Well, we put this together earlier this week, okay, choosing them as the miner of the week. Number one on the news release, which you just mentioned, the earlier one.
Mm-hmm.
At that particular time, looking at the date on my newsletter on the chart, was May 29th. And the stock did support strongly at about three levels, close to four levels, at 50 cents. And you're suggesting now that you're looking at a price of 60 cents,
mm-hmm.
which is new resistance, so that the stock has been trading between 50 and 60, and now the price is closer to 60 cents. We did say, and in showing our charts and in moving forward, on technical analysis, using that 50% price level, okay, as a basis,
mm-hmm.
that's a strong basis. It's got a lot of support that goes from not only recent months, but also prior months last year.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Standard support and resistance numbers that we can see in this cycle, I must stress this is the intermediate cycle, and by that I'm saying it would be the next 1 to 3 months. We're looking at prices on the shares technically at 62 cents, 69 cents, 75 cents, and 81.
Mm-hmm.
We think that based upon those technical numbers and what we see on this chart. And, you know, when we wrote this, we weren't aware what was going to happen today with gold. I mean, gold went off like a rocket today, and it's still climbing. As we speak now, Al, gold is up nearly 4%. The price stopped at $1,615, and now it's $1,626.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like it's going to stop. It's up $61 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So this bodes well not only for generally for the industry for both gold and silver, but also for Rypatch in particular, and adds a good foundation or growth base in gold for Rypatch on the prices that I just suggested. That even gives me more confidence than we had before.
Yeah.
Now, I wrote in my discussion on this letter with this company that I was presuming that the gold price would be rising in the intermediate cycle, the next 90 days, to $1,648. Guess what? We're only $24 away.
Yeah.
Little did I know when I wrote this on just the 29th that it would happen so quickly, but it did.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that got me involved in Rypatch back in the beginning and one of the reasons that I went into the open market and purchased stock was because of the two co-founders of Rypatch. Bill Howell is a very, very interesting guy. He was a general manager of exploration in the United States and Latin America for Placer Dome. So I think that's that's one heck of a resume for somebody like him. His partner, Joe Casco, he co-founded and also served as the president and director of Nevada Pacific Gold Incorporated from 97 to 2004. And prior to that, he was the vice president of exploration for Ivanhoe Capital. Again, you know, resumes like that, you know, if you're going to bet on people, which I do not bet on, for lack of better terms, anything other than people, because I think I've got some pretty good insight into people. And if you're going to do, you know, with resumes like that, I mean, my gosh, how can you possibly lose? I mean, you can, and there's no guarantees, but wow, I happen to like, a lineup like that. Now, just as kind of as an overall comment, Rypatch's properties are all in the state of Nevada. That makes me very, very, you know, comfortable. Their properties include, among others, Rochester Packard, Garden Gate Pass, the Patty property, the Jessup property, Lincoln Hill, Gold Ridge, Wilco, and the South Coal Canyon. Now, they're working on this, obviously, for, you know, diligently. Their season pretty much this year, if I'm not mistaken, was year-round, even though Nevada does get pretty cold and a bunch of snow in the wintertime. But this year they were able to pretty much work year-round instead of only maybe 10 months out of the year, point number one. Point number two, their financial position in terms of capital remains very, very strong. If you look at the financial statements that came out yesterday, you know, obviously that's going to be, you know, that would verify what I'm saying there. People, in this case, projects certainly make a difference. And again, that's why I personally am invested in this company. Roger, you know, there's really not much more we can say at this point on Rypatch. Well, other than the typical disclaimer, which is don't construe this as being investment advice, number one. And number two, this is definitely not a solicitation to buy or sell the stock. I'm not in a position to do that. I'm not a registered investment advisor. I am just telling you what I'm doing. I make it a policy to give 3 days notice before I pull the trigger on buying or selling a stock. Roger, in the interest of full disclosure, does not purchase shares in any of the companies that he writes up simply because he feels that would be a conflict of interest and a disservice to his readers. Roger, I applaud your philosophy. Tell us how you came to that conclusion, and then we got to scoot.
Well, we started our newsletter back in 2004. I could see early on I didn't want to be in a position where I was going to be buying shares and recommending buying the companies. It's just, it can be done, as you said, by having grace periods both in and out. But I'm a futures trader anyway, so it was easy for me to go the other way. But getting back one more item on the company, the reason I like this company, Al, I have narrowed down my geographic choices for my recommended companies to be very few. Nevada is one. I like Alaska. I like Canada, and I like northern Mexico. Most of the rest of the world, I'm not exactly enthralled with it, although we do have a couple of things in South America and one in the Philippines.
Okay, there you have it from Big Al and Trader Raj on Rypatch. You have a little bit more insight into Roger's philosophy in terms of his disclaimers, which I applaud highly. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. All of the interviews on this show have been great. The next one is especially good. Going to be chatting with Richard Postma, a successful individual investor.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, but you guys all know that. I've got a friend of mine on the line with me right now, Richard Postma, referred to on our website as Doc. He is one of the most prolific and insightful contributors that we have on our website, and that's saying something because we had our stats for our blog are for the past year close to 2 million. So those are pretty big numbers. Anyway, having said that, Doc, we have an interesting thing going on in the gold market today and also in the silver market. And also, to be perfectly candid, in the conventional markets, I think that personally that it was a long time coming, and I think that for fundamental reasons, what has happened in the metals markets and the conventional markets was absolutely the easiest thing in the world to predict. And if I were to say, I'd say that this is probably going to continue on for a while. What does Doc Postma say?
Now, this was, I was really, really happy to see this happen because sure. We were right at the point where the gold market where we're either going to double bottom or we're going to move down here. Mm-hmm. And we may still move down a little bit, but this was really encouraging. The jobs report was horrendous for the month of May. It was about 69,000. It was half of what the experts thought. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I felt it was going to be less than 100,000.
Right.
And they revised down the April report down to 77 from, I think, about 150,000. So jobs we're starting to have problems with employment again.
Sure.
It may improve a little bit in the next few months because there were some seasonal factors over the last months.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the fact that gold responded like it did really has to do with certain individuals thinking that QE3 is back on the table.
Yeah.
And I think what's going to happen here is next week we'll back and fill a little bit on gold, and I'll know more on what it's going to do in the next 2-3 weeks based on how it responds. But I really feel we have a real good chance at a double bottom and get back into the channel that it was in.
Oh, I agree.
Now, having said that, I do think, even though the dollar's down a little bit today, I think the dollar will continue to strengthen for a few weeks. And you have Bernanke coming on in mid-June, and he's going to have to say something. I think at that point in time, he's going to raise the possibility of QE3.
Raise the possibility of QE3. I think that if I could just jump in here and make a comment on that, Doc. The reason I think I think you are correct. Now, I've been doing a bit of research on Dr. Bernanke, and I'll tell you, in terms of quantitative easing, I think that that's probably a necessity. Now, let me tell you what I mean by that, okay? Unless we want to tear the house down and rebuild it, which will eventually happen, the only solution to keeping this economy going and for the Europeans to keep their economy going, the only solution is to put more money into the system. You know, I've talked about that on the show this weekend with Chris Temple. I've talked about it with some other people, and everyone agrees that the house should be torn down and rebuilt. But that's pretty tough medicine, and the only way to take another type of medicine that's going to keep this thing going for a little longer is to put more money into the system.
Absolutely, and he'll raise the specter because he doesn't want to make it sound too certain because everybody will panic.
Mm-hmm.
And, but he'll set the groundwork for it, and I think the dollar will still move forward for another maybe 4, 6, 7 weeks.
Sure.
I'll be able to know more by looking at my charts over time, but I think by August, September, I feel that the Fed will come forward with what they call unsterilized foreign exchange intervention.
Mm-hmm.
And that's essentially what they're going to do is they're going to start to sell our dollars on the market, and they won't exchange it to neutralize it any other way. Well, you know, right now Europe is doing their job for them on the bond side of it.
Sure.
You know, so they're not going to have to buy as much treasuries going forward, so they'll really just print money at that point in time. And when that starts to happen again, and by the way, the conventional markets are going to be much lower by then.
Sure.
But they'll want to attempt to increase risk assets in the future.
Yeah.
Because things are going to get really dicey because you got everybody right now. You got global deflation going on here, and things are going to get pretty dicey, especially with China now. Their data out from yesterday again was horrible. And if it's horrible, you know it's worse than horrible because I'm sure they're putting out data that looks a little bit better than it is.
Well, you know, you can say what you want. Now, you're a technician, Doc, and I'm not. I'm a fundamentalist, and people can say what they want. But, you know, taking the current market down to very, very simple terms that we learned, you know, back in Econ 101, taking the market down to those terms, it is, from a fundamental standpoint, the economy really in the majority of the world is on the ropes. And when an economy is on the ropes, people aren't going to turn to conventional currency. In all the years that man has been, you know, on the face of this earth, and women, thank God, people have always turned to gold or silver, you know, and the sources of that are history books. The sources of that statement are in the Bible. There is no way, I don't think, from a fundamental standpoint, that the correction that that you and I talked about, that John Nadler alluded to in his article on Kitco yesterday, there's no way, in my opinion, from a fundamental standpoint, that that can occur.
Well, you know, and that's what's interesting about that, and you made a very salient point, is that gold, and a lot of people think that it's focusing on inflation. It isn't.
No.
Gold has become a competitive currency.
You bet.
And right now the dollar is the currency people are moving to. Well, when the Fed comes in and starts to sell dollars, to depreciate it, guess what's going to happen? People are going to start to look at gold as the currency at that point in time. Now, one other point I'd like to make is when you look at a chart on gold, what's very interesting, and this is a technical nuance that many technicians never look at, they don't even know about,
right.
I've noticed over the year, is that when you look at the momentum indicators on gold, and they turned down since the peak of gold in September 2011, gold has, even though the momentum indicators are now negative, gold has not correspondingly traded very sharply down.
Correct.
It's moving in a channel sideways. That tells me we've got tremendous support in this market yet, and that it's not going to go back to 1999. It's not going to see 1999 ever again.
I have to agree with you 100%.
I'll stand on that, Al.
Yeah, no, and I would have to agree with that. Doc, we've got 30 seconds left here, 45 seconds tops.
Yep.
Tell us what you're doing to protect yourself and your family financially.
You know, it's physical metals. And as far as my investing, as you know, I put on your website many times, and I'm short all these markets. I'm short oil materials for deflationary. That's about it. And I don't worry too much. I'm not a worrier. And I just know that eventually I'm taken care of, so I'm not worried.
You know what? Great advice from a guy who I think has really, really great insight into the financial community, Richard Postma. We call him Doc. I'd like to get your comments on this, ladies and gentlemen, because I think that Doc has made some very salient points. And I have to say that we on this site particularly really, we really enjoy his input. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. Big Al's going to be right back.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. I appreciate you joining me. Got my buddy Peter Grandich on the line with me right now. Peter is a member of the financial community. He has made some incredibly astute calls in the past, going back to the mid-80s. He's a good friend of mine. We're going to wrap up the show by talking a little bit about what's going on in the United States and why Big Al thinks this could be the start of something very, very negative. In an editorial that we did on our website last Thursday, I entitled it, "Is This the Beginning of the End?" Perhaps that's a little bit on the negative side, but you get that. I think it may give you the wrong impression, but I think that we are at the beginning right now of some very, very tumultuous times, and I think it's going to get worse and worse and worse. Let me tell you, for those of you who don't live in the Seattle area, there was a fair amount of violence in Seattle, a fair amount of random killing going on in Seattle last week, all documented in the Seattle Times. A private school, the Bush School, went on lockdown last Wednesday because a fellow was spotted jogging past the school carrying a sidearm. The Bush School is in a very affluent neighborhood in Seattle, one of the most affluent neighborhoods that Seattle has, and I find it interesting that even though this fellow had all the required permits, etc., it's very indicative, in my opinion, of the times that people go out jogging in nice neighborhoods and they're packing guns. It's a little frightening to me. As I mentioned earlier, maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago on this particular show, Kathy and I have the only household that I'm aware of in our area that doesn't have weapons in the house. And it just, wow, this is getting a little bit scary. Well, it's getting scary. How does that relate to investing? Let's talk about, first of all, why it's getting more and more frightening and people should be more and more concerned. Pete, your comments.
Well, it's a battle for me because on one hand, I try to get my secular hat on and not try to take in my faith base when I look at things. And when I look at it from a secular, there's no question that violence is dramatically up, not all around the world, but right in America and in areas of where people used to feel that, they were pretty well safe to avoid that. Two, I think also part of it, we see it because there's so much news
put out there now and so instantaneous, I just think we hear more about the things than that we used to. So there's a sense of feeling that there's a lot more, when maybe on proportion to how much the population was, it's been the same, or, you know, up and down the last few years. But
Pete, I have to interrupt you just for a second. I looked at the stats last week, for example, for the Seattle area. The trend line in Seattle is for violence to dramatically surpass the number of events last year. And I would bet that that's the situation in virtually all the cities around the country.
Well, if it is or isn't, I'm not here to argue that.
I
would hope it's down, but I wouldn't be surprised that it's up. I think part of it is just to the social changes, the economy, and now when I put on my spiritual hat, some who don't like spiritual hats won't like this, but I also think it's because we're moving closer to secularism and away from what was a more spiritual-based country, and I've seen the same thing happen in Europe. We've seen the mark increase in there. And so I think it's a combination of a whole amount of factors. There's also, again, with the spiritual hat on for a moment, there's some in certainly in the Christian community that believe we're in what is commonly known as the end times, the beginning of the end times. But I think no matter whether you have a spiritual bent on it or not, like you said, it certainly seems to have increased dramatically, and also the seemingly is the fear of people, like you said. I think it's interesting that you know, out of all the households that you know, you're the only one not armed. And, you know, that in itself opens up to what, you know, what may or may not happen here in America, depending on how the country moves, you know, whether or not we're going to go back to the days of basically, you know, carrying firearms. Let's not forget, it was in the 1800s when everybody, you know, either carried a firearm. Most people carried firearms, especially in the country. So this is not an area of expertise, but I do understand your point, because it is impacting the markets. But I think where it impacts the markets most is the economic, social, and political aspects of these things happening. And people are uncertain, particularly with a major election coming up. And it's obvious that one camp will approach this in a much different manner than another.
I think that what's going on, quite frankly, is a result of what's going on economically. You know, when people get frightened for their livelihood, for their ability to eat, you know, there is an awful lot of concern out there. I mean, last week, Standard & Poor's was poised for the worst month since September. I find that to be interesting. The markets couldn't seem to decide what to do last week in terms of, you know, the conventional markets really couldn't seem to figure out what direction they were going in last week, which is rather interesting. Basically, all in all, you know, the jobs report was not particularly good last week. Jobless claims specifically, as was announced last Thursday, that the data was not expected to be particularly good. The data was predicted to be actually very, very bad. New claims were predicted to be 383,000. Well, you know, that's a pretty big number. We're not going in the right direction. I'm looking at a chart right now, and jobless claims, the four-week moving average, you know, it's still looking very, very bad. Well, you know, it just strikes me, Pete, that people need to be very concerned about that. And I have to tell you, in my humble opinion, I think that the two presidential candidates, rather than talk about, you know, social issues like, you know, pro-life, pro-choice, what have you, not that those aren't important issues, but I really think they need to be talking about how to fix this economy, because it's not happening right now.
Well, first of all, I think Obama doesn't want to talk about that, because there really hasn't been movement. You know, his administration continues to blame the previous administration,
right,
almost 4 years into his campaign. And if my advice to Romney would be is, just focus on that, jobs, which I think he is. I think that's where he's bearing in, and it's going to be one of those, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Did the change in hope really take place? But there's no question that the other problem with this, and you and I have discussed this before, is the amount of ever-increasing amount of Americans who in one way or another are becoming more and more dependent on government. And when you're not dependent on yourself and have self-confidence that you can take care of yourself and you're looking for somebody else to take care of you, you can understand the nervousness and you can also understand how that can turn into violence.
Mm-hmm. What are you suggesting, Pete, just out of curiosity, you know, what are you doing to protect, you know, yourself and Mary and your daughter from a financial standpoint?
Well, I made what I think were the appropriate moves years ago, and I still would suggest that people consider it. I happened to move most of my wealth legally out of the country and into Canadian banks and into Canadian currency. I believe it's one of only two areas of the world that will be relatively safe no matter how bad things get. That was the first economic move I made. I have not, nor do I believe because of my spiritual beliefs, in the arming, dry food, ammo, and a cabin in West Virginia mode. My feeling is if and when things get really bad, it won't matter what you have because it'll be such turmoil. And two, from a spiritual end, I will entrust myself over to my Creator, and this part of our eternal life isn't that important. But I do think the economics, no matter where people believe, even socially or spiritually, I do believe what we're seeing unfold in Europe mm-hmm. is just a prelude to what will happen in America, but in a worse case. And the longer we deny that and move away from it, the worse it's actually going to be.
You know, I would agree. And my opinion right now is I think we have to prepare ourselves for some really, really difficult, challenging times, okay? I'm not trying to be a fearmonger, but I'm saying I think the odds of that happening are better than average. And when you have odds as strong as that, I think you really, really need to do everything you possibly can to, and we talk mostly about finances on this show, so I would say to financially protect yourself and your families. Pete, you got the final word.
I just think the attitude, it's a cliche, but I think it has meaning. It's better to be a live chicken versus a dead duck. I think we want to err on side of caution here. I do think we want to look at the worst case scenarios and prepare for them and praise God that they don't happen. And if they don't happen, we'll still be okay. But if they do, somehow we'll be able to get through it.
Hey, there you have it. Hope you enjoyed the show. Would love your comments. You can leave them on our website.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.